So what we're going to do this day, and all the days that we have kids here, do you guys have little tempies? Do you have them? Okay, you can pass those out to them so that they can use those. We are going to be doing the children's sermon at this point, and the adult sermon after communion. Okay? So, how are all of you? How was your class today? Do you like your teachers? So, I want you to know, how do you make the sign of the cross? How do you make the sign of the cross? Who can show me how to make the sign of the cross? Very good. Stand up. Let us see that. And say your name so everyone knows. Sophie, how do you make the sign of the cross? What's the first thing you do? Do you take your whole hand and go like this? No. What do you do? What? You take your three fingers, right? And then you do what? Head. Mm-hmm. Shoulder. And then? You just trail off. And then your chest. So you go in your forehead. You go all the way down to your stomach, actually. Okay? You go to your left shoulder. This shoulder. And then this shoulder. And then you go to your chest. You take your three fingers. Why three fingers? Why three fingers? What do you do three? Why do you three fingers and do that? One, two, five, yes. That is an excellent guess. Colors of the Armenian flag.
When
Thanksgiving, right? And what do we do on Thanksgiving besides the turkey? Yes, we give thanks. What does that mean? Being grateful, right? We say thank you. Andre? We say what we're thankful for, right? So this week, when you go to Thanksgiving, your Thanksgiving meals, you eat a turkey, right? You're going to be thanking God for all the things you have. And so every morning when you wake up, you should be thanking God for what you have. Alright? It also involves, and I'll leave you with this, when you feel scared, when you feel nervous, when you feel worried in this world, alright? When there's something bad, you have a bad feeling, you feel nervous or scared, you should make the sign of the cross. Because that will protect you. We have lots of stories of our saints that made the sign of the cross for protection. In fact, in the church, and at the end of the church, the priest said, I'll give you one second, the priest said, Father, please talk about something to be supposed to have Father,
it also goes for parents. If you don't know where we are, you can ask someone around you, and I'm sure they will help you. All right, page 18. So we're going to stand now, and we're going to recite the Nicene Creed, the Havadah, which is there. Okay?